Initialize sequence now.
Join the countdown. For actors, modeling, singers, songwriters, musicians, dancers, performers, and voiceovers from across the nation to across the world. Here with Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio 106.1 FM.
Hi, this is Pam Tillis, and you're listening to Hollywood Connection with Dawn.
Hi, I'm Gina Lee Nolan, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections.
Hey, everyone, I'm Cassie Scirbo with Dawn, the lovely Dawn, and you're listening and watching Hollywood Connection.
Hey, what up, you guys? It's your girl, Vivica Fox. You are watching Hollywood Connections on TAM Talk Radio with Dawn. Little foxy thing. Enjoy.
Hi, you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss, and I'm Kathleen Gatti from General Hospital, Dr. Liesl Obrecht.
Hello, I'm Butch Patrick, and you're listening to Dawn Reiss's TAM Talk Radio, Hollywood Connections.
John Schneider, you're listening to Dawn Reiss on Hollywood Connections.
Listening to Hollywood Connections, I'm Kirstie Alley.
Hey, this is Jason Thompson from The Young and the Restless. You're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss.
Hi, Squidward Tentacles here, reminding you about Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. If you want to know about voiceovers, this is where you need to tune in. You can hear me too. Have a great day. Is this thing still on?
I am.
Hey, this is Brittany Sarpy from Young and the Restless, and you are listening to Dawn Reiss Hollywood Connection.
Hey, this is your Olympic hero, Kurt Angle, and you're listening to Hollywood Connections with Dawn Reiss. Oh, it's true. It's damn true.
Charlie Adler, and I'm shouting out, I guess that's a word, because I'll be on Hollywood Connections soon.
Welcome to Hollywood. What's your dream? Everybody comes here. This is Hollywood, land of dreams. Some dreams come true, some don't, but keep on dreaming. This is Hollywood, always time to dream, so keep on dreaming.
And welcome to Hollywood Connections. I have an amazing show tonight. So if you're driving to the beach for that sunset or you're driving home, I hope you stay tuned. If you'd like to see the full show, go to TAM Talk Radio Network on YouTube. Later on, that show will be up there. So let me introduce my amazing guest all the way from New York City, and Steve.
Dawn, I can't believe I'm here in studio after all these years.
I know.
We've been friends, and this is the first time we actually met each other.
I'm excited.
And you do amazing work. I can't believe everything you're involved with here in Florida.
Oh, we got some movies we're making. We got producers, agents, casting directors. And I just want to thank you for all the things that you've done for Rachel Barcelona.
Yeah, she's an amazing
wow.
young lady for years and years and years. She kills it. She is an international advocate for autism.
Yes.
And she is also a great singer. She's a performer. She has her own talk show.
Yes.
Called the Chapters Rap Youth Hero Show with Tyler Giancetta and Rachel Barcelona. So I know this is her stomping grounds, too.
It is. She was one of my first Beauty Queen reporters back in the day. Back in the days, and she's come so far, and she was in the Miss Florida America.
Yes.
Oh, my gosh. So we are looking for great things. And you opened the door for her for the Madison Square Gardens.
Yeah.
I met
her in Tampa and a family, emceeing and moderating a film for autism. And her mom, Barbara, and her were in the audience, did a Q&A. They came up to me afterwards, became fast friends, and we did a fundraiser the year after in New York, and she sang the national anthem at Madison Square Garden, not
Amazing.
Once, but twice.
Amazing. So you are here at our beautiful TAM Talk radio station, or our station here in Clearwater, and we're just excited because you have an event that's coming up over on Friday.
Yes.
Tell us about that.
Well, first of all, I thank you very much for having us here in this great studio and pulling up. We don't have palm trees in New York, so it's just great. It took me an extra 10 minutes just getting the building because I had to take pictures with all the palm trees.
Right.
So thank you so very much.
Right.
But we do a lot of fundraising events in New York. I'm a psychologist. I have my friends Maureen Griffin and Curtis DeMont.
I didn't know
DeMont.
That.
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
That's interesting.
Yes. So,
okay.
So because of that, I do a lot of work in the community. And it's so very important, especially during this pandemic. There's so many families that are challenged with food insecurity,
yes.
with homelessness, and just struggling with to get medical coverage, benefits, and things like that. So during this pandemic, we've stepped it up even more to help people in the New York tri-state area with mm-hmm. food and things like that, and gloves and medical supplies. And we always go, every venue we do, we have a canned food drive. So we do that.
It.
We collect canned food. We give it back. We always have musicians. And Maureen Griffin, who I brought along with me today,
yay.
She's a great performer, singer, songwriter. She's in pageantry as well.
Are you?
Yes.
I'm on Miss New York Senior America 2018.
Oh, that's so exciting.
And I got into it because of Steve.
You know, I have a site on Facebook under Pageant News I started a while ago. So we'll have to feature you on that.
Oh, thank you.
For sure.
Yes.
And who's to your left?
That's Rodney Dangerfield.
I hear that.
I think he's being me. It all started in my childhood. I was an ugly kid. I'll tell you how ugly. They smacked my mother when I was born.
I've got an agent for you.
I don't go anywhere without this guy here.
That's amazing. So in the meantime, I know our drivers want to hear some music. And so what are we going to play? What are you going to sing?
Oh, I'm going to sing a Grand Ole Opry from my latest album, which is called Bikers Anonymous, When You're Addicted to Two Wheels. And all my songs are true stories. We ride motorcycles all around the country. And we have lots of good stories to tell. And this one is called Grand Ole Opry. We were coming back from our honeymoon trip.
Oh, very cool. Let's hit it. And 106.1 FM The Heat and five other stations, 3 FM, 3 AM. We'll be right back.
We rode him and me with honeymoon glee to a place that we wanted to see. A long bucket list of things not to miss as we headed to old Tennessee. Just follow, he said, as he steered straight ahead, had a special surprise for me. With no care in the least, we headed due east and arrived at the Grand Ole Opry. I was thrilled at the sight, but with no show that night, the lady that saw my dismay. Can I see the inside? I asked rather wide-eyed, because I'll be singing up there one day. There was a dream, such a dream, just a staring at me, the stage on which I will be. Singing my songs, yes, I know before long, I'll be there at the Grand Ole Opry. The woman said, sure, take a backstage tour. You can even stand on the stage. Imagine me at the Grand Ole Opry, like the star that I'll be one day. Took as long as I could on the stage where I stood in that circle of wood in that space. In my head I was hearing the crowd loudly cheering as the spotlight shined on my face. Before I knew it, I was halfway through it, a verse from the songs that I write. Just a star at your service, though a little bit nervous. After all, this was my opening night. There was a dream, such a dream, just a staring at me, the stage on which I will be. Singing my songs, yes, I know before long, I'll be there at the Grand Ole Opry. I believe in my heart that I'll get my start, and all can come and see me singing my songs, 'cause I know I belong on the stage of the Grand Ole Opry. There was a dream, such a dream, just a staring at me, the stage on which I will be. Singing my songs, yes, I know before long, I'll be there at the great, yes, I know it's my fate, I'll be there at the Grand Ole Opry.
Wow, that's a very happy song.
Thank you.
Very happy, happy song.
Thank you. I write a lot about dreams and dreams coming true.
Oh, that's amazing. That's old. That's a documentary.
It is.
Wow. And so we're going to play more of your music here in just a few moments. And Steve, tell us about your New York station and how long you've been on the air and a little bit about your shows.
Yes, well, I started a show called Chapters Rap about 8 years ago. And it was stemmed from another show that I had a teeny weeny part on. on, and it wasn't enough time. So I decided to kind of break away and do my own thing, and decided to name Chapters Rap. I'm a psychologist, so we all live in stages in our lives, chapters in our lives, and rap.
I was wondering.
Rap, just talking about it. I don't rap, so I can't follow Maureen singing. I failed to do that. But anyway, we started the show off, and it's all about, I'm an advocate for advocates, basically. So as I have my own nonprofit called Chapters Community Support Services, which kind of pays it forward and helps families and individuals transition through any adversity, through the school systems, through hospitalizations, through incarcerations, and just different challenges in life to get from one point to another. So the shows, I've always had nonprofits on, but I've always had musicians on, always from the day one, and had great talented performers. And through the years, it just kind of grew and grew. And we did a couple of simulcasts because through Rachel Barcelona, I said, I got to check out Dawn Reese because she's, she's showing me up here in Florida. So we simulcasted a couple of shows, which was great because some of my listeners and viewers got to see what you do here.
I appreciate that. And what station are you on in New York, and
well,
what area?
There's a couple of stations that we've been on. Lots of college radio stations. Mm-hmm. So York College in Queens. I want to give a shout out to Brian Graves over there for really setting things up. WGBB, WLIE, CW Post College, and also St. John's College. But we also do cable TV. Now, I kind of moved up. We are on NBC, we're on Spectrum and Fios and Optimum Cable. So not just one show now. We have a network of shows, 13 shows now. So we have great shows that promote advocacy, positivity, empowerment, and just paying it forward. So Maureen and Curtis are great examples. They have a show, It's Never Too Late, because their show... It's never too late to do anything, right?
You're right.
If it is too late, then we got to get back on the horn here, because it's never too late, right? Right, Maureen?
Yeah. Well, that was my motto as Miss New York, was right. It's never too late to live your dreams.
Right.
So that became the focus of our television show, It's Never Too Late, and we have done. I mean, my life really started to begin in my 50s. I started to ride a motorcycle. Curtis and I travel all around. We actually last year physically built our own house.
Wow.
Upstate New York, and it was just like people say, well, how could you do that? I said, well, we wanted to.
Right.
So you just find a way when you want to, and age doesn't matter.
You know, I'm excited because my husband said, make sure you shout out our Sunkissed Charters, because we lived on our sailboat for 2 years before we were married. And so we are now getting it ready to charter in about 3 weeks. We have a 37-foot endeavor, and it's called the Sunkissed Charters. And so if anybody's interested, he told me to shout that out tonight, 727-871-7788. We have an amazing Captain Tom crew. My husband's a captain, so we're going to be taking them out. And then we have a dinghy that if you want to go out to the island, stay overnight and camp. We have some really fun things we're planning for Clearwater Beach.
So you're saying 3 weeks this is all happening?
It's about 3 weeks.
So I have to stay in Florida another 3 weeks?
Yes, you do.
All right, I'll suck it up.
Oh, it's tough. It's tough when we're from New York.
I'll hit every beach here before we get on your boat.
I tried to get you to a cookout yesterday. We're doing a movie script on something, and I'm like calling you, you should come over. It's so gorgeous.
I know. I should have came over.
I know. We have to do that again, because it's beautiful. Thank you, Sue Greenberg, for having me over there with our director and talking about that script. So Steve, when did you start out in radio?
I started in New York, Long Island, but as a psychologist, I didn't come up the ranks with media. I kind of learned on my own because I could counsel somebody one-on-one, but as you know, you put a microphone in front of you, you have the potential of reaching out to more, no matter what background that is. So a camera or a microphone, I just felt, and I was never a public speaker, you know, younger, and being a psychologist, it's always one-on-one. So I kind of learned the ropes on my own and found some great people to help me and to mentor me, but also promoting nonprofits and doing what they do. And that's the bottom line for me. I wouldn't be doing any of this media stuff if I couldn't pay it forward. And when I hooked up with like Maureen and Curtis, they have the heart of gold and everybody in the network, and it's great. And they drove up from upstate New York to be here today and
to support
our fundraisers, to support me, to support everybody else. And we have a more of a crew coming up. They are flying from JFK now. They'll be landing, God willing, in a couple of hours. So they'll be performing too. Ashley Blum, who is a 16-year-old young lady, has her own show called Teen Talk. Talk, Tyler Giancetto.
Oh, we have a tween talk. We have a tweener.
Okay, all right.
Next Wednesday.
And she'll be in studio tomorrow along with Tyler Giancetto. And Tyler is on the spectrum like Rachel, and they kill it on their show. They inspire others by not even saying anything, just doing what they do.
That's
and
true.
Everybody in the network, we have a former basketball, NBA basketball player that hosts the show. We have a former singer for the Drifters that starts a host the show. So we have a lot of different things that are going on, but it's all about paying forward.
Well, if you move here, I set up an interview with you and Lola and me at the station here. Maybe you could have your own weekly show here.
Yeah, I would love to. I'd love to, because through the media, I've been able to have great guests. Last week, we interviewed Tony Orlando.
Oh, Tony Orlando, and I'm Dawn.
There we go.
And, I love to. I saw him in Vegas. I love him.
Yeah, he's a great, great guy.
Oh, my gosh.
He's a great guy. He comes on our show called Reach Out with Ray and Steve. So I work with somebody from the New York Yankees, and we have tons of guests. A couple of months ago, we had Denzel on the show, too. So.
Denzel Washington.
Yes. Amazing, amazing opportunity for myself. So I sit there on the screen, because everything's done virtually sometimes.
Right.
And I see all these star-studded people on the screen.
Isn't that fun?
And then I say, what am I doing here?
But God has given you a gift. And you know, a lot of people I've talked to, like I went to college for 7 years for broadcasting. We had our own cable show. And then there are people here at our station. They wanted a show and they said, I have an idea. And with their knowledge and wisdom, they have a show like Joy on Paper about book and publishing and all that good stuff.
Right. So, I'm amazed what you do. I mean, you do everything here. You do the marketing. I see you on TikTok. You're on social media.
I love TikTok.
You're doing all kinds of stuff. You're doing great. Playing pranks on your husband. I mean, that's
tap dancing.
Yeah, tap dancing thing.
Oh, that sounds like a good story.
That was a good story. Before we go to another good story, we're going to come back and we're going to sing another song, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and then are there voices that you do?
Yeah.
I love Rodney.
People like my Rodney, so I stick with
I
that.
Like Rodney.
Absolutely.
He's like my favorite.
Oh, yeah. We miss him.
He never gets any respect, though.
Never respect. We're going to come back and talk about tomorrow's special with Under Hollywood Connection. Steve is going to have his own special right here at the station from 8 to 9:30. We'll find out more about that in just a minute. And let's go to your second song.
Okay, this is called The Brooklyn Battery, also on the same album. And for all of you New Yorkers who are moving down here in droves to Florida, if you've ever tried to drive through Manhattan at rush hour during the week, you will definitely relate to this story.
We should have a lane just for like Canadians and New Yorkers. Like if you're New Yorker or Canadian, that's your lane to get to the beach. Take it away.
On the last day of riding on a Daytona trip, stuck in downtown New York traffic, and we're about to flip to avoid the Bronx and GWB, we decided to take the Brooklyn Battery. Don't ever do this. Well, we got through the Holland and it wasn't too bad. Hell, I knew we'd hit some traffic, but I thought perhaps a tad. We drove into the Battery Tunnel until we reached the very middle, then we just stood still, choking on fumes. We were riding in the city where the heart of traffic looms. We couldn't ride the white line 'cause there wasn't any room. Well, I thought I'd met my doom that day on a Wednesday afternoon in the Brooklyn Battery, sucking tailpipe fumes. It was Indian summer and it was steaming hot. Fumes made it hotter than a cauldron pot. I got so dizzy, thought I'd fall into the wall. My engine temp went through the roof and she began to stall. The tunnel was a two-way, narrow lanes, no room to share. Stakes were on the white lines, couldn't shimmy out of there. I felt the tunnel closing and I knew I was stuck. Would I see the light? Oh, I'd just be out of luck. We were riding in the city where the heart of traffic looms. We couldn't ride the white line 'cause there wasn't any room. Well, I thought I'd met my doom that day on that Wednesday afternoon in the Brooklyn Battery, sucking tailpipe fumes. I've seen red lights, detours, merging lanes, too many cars, road work, fender benders, rush hours, rain, fog, dark streets, old geezers, goggle streaks, roadblocks, speed zones, get off your freaking cell phone. Are you really texting? Circling round the potholes, zipping round the storm drains, tar snakes and expansion joints, traffic patterns, change lanes, to construction sites, pavement grooves, gravel, sand, it just won't move. Traffic keeps me stuck in first, but the battery, it was the worst. By then we had been 10 hours in the saddle. My head and nerves and body were beginning to unravel. No blood was circulating and my left leg was numb. There was pain irradiating from my shoulder to my thumb. I've seen traffic in the suburbs and Long Island can be gritty. You feel so claustrophobic and the potholes aren't pretty. But saying that is misery is sheer flattery compared to sucking fumes in the Brooklyn Battery. We were riding in the city where the heart of traffic looms. We couldn't ride the white line 'cause there wasn't any room. Well, I thought I'd met my doom that day on the Wednesday afternoon in the Brooklyn Battery, sucking tailpipe fumes. Yeah, the battery, it was the worst.
Wow. That's amazing. I mean, we need that ham clap for the next one. We got to definitely ham clap up on that one. Fabulous.
That's a true story.
That is amazing. I love it. I love how you
so
write.
So many New Yorkers here. We had to pick a song out to, you know.
That makes sense.
Yes, he said you have a New York song. I said, well, okay, here we go.
Yeah, New York, New York. I love it. You know, I knew Peter Bennett from the promoter of the Beatles and Rolling Stones.
Oh, okay.
He had passed away. And yes. He took us all over New York to the Bitter End. Remember that place?
Oh yeah, of course.
Is it still open?
Bitter End is still, yeah.
Wow. They used to have him come to the front as with me and say, okay, Miss Reese and Mr. Bennett, you have carte blanche. And our table would be ready.
Yeah.
It was amazing.
Well, the Bitter End, I produced a show called Bat Boy, and Bitter End, Richie Cannata, the saxophonist for Billy Joel,
right.
He goes to the Bitter End every Monday night. He has a junior jam session with young performers.
Oh, that's awesome.
And because of the pandemic, though, he hasn't been able to do it, but the Bitter End is a great place for performers to.
Oh, my gosh. That line was out the door. We had a limo, which is like so amazing. And he was a neat, neat guy and just supported our show back then.
Yes, yes.
And that was awesome.
You've been doing this for a long time, right?
You know, I used to write for the late James Brown for his Truth Magazine, and Hollywood opened the doors for me. I lived in my office on Hollywood and Vine in the old Taft building. And I'll tell you, my mattress, I'd have to make sure that it would, you know, not deflate before I fell asleep. But I do have those old Hollywood stories, and I definitely should write a book.
Yes, yes,
definitely.
Yes, you definitely should. But I'm always amazed at what you do. But we're here too. We have this fundraising. Thank
yes.
you for the great commercial and the plug that we're doing, because we have a lot of great people coming together on Friday, March 12th at Maple Lanes Countryside.
Right here in Clearwater.
Right. US 19, I think it is. And then right there.
Yes.
Yes, right there, right in Clearwater. We have about 100 people coming up. Maureen's going to perform there. Curtis is going to do some
Rodney.
Can we
bowl?
What's it? We can bowl.
We can bowl and listen to you sing.
Free shoes, unlimited food, great entertainment, and we're going to stream it live. And
at
all
what time, 7?
7 to 11 on Friday night. And
okay.
It's great. So it's open. Well, the people there, the owners of that bowling center own 3 bowling centers in New York. So I've been friends with them after the Storm Sandy in Long Island that hit us about 10 years ago. Mm-hmm. Became fast friends, did a lot of fundraisers there. And they open up the doors here for us on Friday, so
wow.
I'm looking forward to it. We have a lot of great performers coming out.
Well, I have some reporters we're going to interview as well, and I think I should do pretty good, because I have a Wii at home, and my bowling has really scored. So
okay.
I had that Wii during the quarantine time, and I did pretty good on the bowling.
You know, we had a meet and greet on Friday. We had somebody from your station
Yeah,
come
she's
down.
Out there. That's
is
Carrie
she?
Kay.
Oh, she's
yeah.
great. Oh, there she is.
Yeah,
okay.
She's over there, and she's got a 15-minute segment at the end of our show here.
Okay. Okay. So and then Saturday, we have a Grease thing that we're doing at Land O'Lakes on Heritage Park, which is great. I have to read this right thing. So Maureen's going to perform there. So have to say this right. March 13th, Heritage Park in Land O'Lakes, Florida. The Wesley Chapel Rotary Club will be hosting PASCO 9/11 Grease is a Word event sponsored by T-Mobile for our first responders. PASCO County Sheriff Office and PASCO County Fire Rescue is going to be a great night. PASCO Fire versus PASCO Sheriff's Office. This is a sing off all the Grease hits, and the winner will take home $5,000 to donate to their favorite charity, support our first responders. Oh, and don't forget our classic car show and best dressed Grease outfit. For more details, call my friend Troy Stevenson at 813-727-4111. That's 813-727-4111.
So any singers can enter?
Yeah, come on. Grease is the worst. You got just a part.
Now I'm getting it.
A leather jacket for me. Did you bring my leather jacket?
I did.
I got to get hold of my friend Ellen because Ellen is a singer and she lives in Wesley Chapel.
Come down. I'm singing out a little portion. We have our New York crew coming out. The Chapters Rap All-Star Band is going to be there performing.
So you have your own music.
I have my own music. Yeah. Where's my own music? I tell Maureen where to go and she shows up.
Wow. I mean, you have your own band.
Yeah, I have my own band.
Where's your music? Let's play it.
Well, I don't have it right now. Tomorrow night we'll play.
Tomorrow night. On the special. Perfect.
Yes, on the special. We'll play tomorrow night. They play...
What do you do? Do you sing?
I sing background. I play tambourine.
Oh, I got you.
And I play air saxophone.
Okay, I did karaoke today in the car, and I was singing My Girl. So I will post that.
Oh, My Girl's a great song. My theme song to Chapters Rap is an OJ song called Love Train.
Oh, I love that song.
Yeah.
Love
so Train. I've been doing that for 8 years, the Love Train, and it's been great because that's what we do. We go from community to community, helping people and spreading the love. Especially now, we need to.
That's awesome. Yeah. Where can they buy tickets and call for Friday night's event at the Bowling Alley?
Well, they can call me directly at 516-476-6271. That's area code 516. That's a Long Island number, guys. So if you're a New Yorker, you got to come down. We may have a special guest from the Yankees coming down, too. Ray Negron can
pull. She's a Yankee fan. Look at her Yankee.
I saw that. She had Yankee shirts and everything. She's from Ohio. I know she's a big Thurman Munson fan back there.
Is.
So, but you come down, you could call, or you could go GoFundMe, the Chapters Network. Just check out the Chapters Rapper Steve Acal's Facebook page, and you can find it right there. Come to the door, and you can pay right there also. So it's a lot of ways to come down. There's going to be silent auction stuff. Some nonprofit organizations are going to have tables and talk about what they do and the pay forward efforts that they make. And I think some of your folks are coming down.
We are. I have a little birthday party to go to over at Bahama Breeze with my friend Jacqueline. And she's in town from Tennessee. And she actually has a show as well.
Okay.
She'd like to do some reporting.
So we're going to have live stream. Then we're going to have live entertainment there. Megan and the Laspinas are setting things up for us, so I'm so thankful and blessed for that.
That's exciting. And you are also in production.
Yeah.
And you think you're going to do some production down here?
I like to. You know, I've been asked to do, it's a long story with Ray Negron. I produced a play called Bat Boy. And it's about Ray Negron and his work with the New York Yankees. And real quick, Ray Negron was 17 years old when he was spray painting graffiti on Yankee Stadium. He got caught, he got arrested, and got thrown in jail. But George Steinbrenner, who was from Ohio, right? Bought the Yankees from CBS in 1973 for $12 million. Wanted to see who was messing up my stadium. Mm-hmm. Went to the police precinct, took him out of jail, brought him up to his office, read him the riot act, but made him a Yankee bat boy that very night in 1973. So for 47 years, he's been a Yankee administrator for that.
Wow.
Five books, he's been in movies, and him and I co-host a show called Reach Out with Ray and Steve. And it's such a great pleasure to know him because he's opened up a lot of doors for what we do and what he does. It's amazing.
See, I love how you're into sports, and I have to just quick give you the story. Back in the days, I worked for the Milwaukee Bucks for Jine Steinmiller.
Oh, okay.
And he was the, but then it was when Don Nelson was the coach.
Yeah, Don Nelson.
I was kind of like a rah-rah cheerleader back in the days.
Yeah.
And then the best part of my life, besides being married to my husband.
Yeah, make sure you say that.
He's driving. I know he's listening. Was being a flight attendant for the Florida Panthers.
Wow.
The hockey team. And we were charter. So if you were on the as a flight attendant and you were good luck, they kept you on.
Oh.
And they were were very superstitious about that. You know, if they kept winning the games and our crew was there.
Right.
But yeah, that was when they, I felt so sorry for the dentist the next day and some of these guys. You know, I felt so bad, you know, hitting with the pucks in their mouth. And but that was really fun.
Yeah.
You did your charters at that time.
Yeah, it's great just being a part of, you know, our sports team or being there. I mean, the Yankees are in Tampa now, so we're down with Ray. I just picked him up today. He just got here. So
nice.
He'll be there on Friday and hopefully bring a Yankee or two with him. And it's just great experience and great times where we can share with the community how to help
and
out.
And go bowling and give that bowling alley one more time.
That's right. Maple Lanes at Countryside on Route 19 in Clearwater. And come on down. It's $50 a pop, but you get unlimited food, you get unlimited bowling, free shoes, entertainment. Ooh. And it's all going, all the proceeds, most of the proceeds are going to the organizations on the flyer, which you can check out on the Chapters Wrap with Stephen Carroll's Facebook page.
And what kind of food?
Well, they have... bowling alley type food, pizza,
right.
Hamburgers, and chicken wings, and things like that.
They
had their own stage there, so it's pretty cool. Maureen checked out the site, right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, it's going to be great. And are we going to sing outside too? Or
yeah,
just
we're going to sing outside.
Cool.
And we have some young talent that are going to come from New York, but we have some local talent as well.
Super cool. Just think of maple syrup,
yeah,
like maple syrup. Country
yeah.
lanes.
Yeah, there you go. Now we have Rodney Dangerfield is going to be there.
Yes, I want to hear more of Rodney.
I'll tell you, it wasn't easy growing up. I was an ugly kid, you know. I was never a ladies' man. I met my last girlfriend at the Macy's Day Parade. She was wearing ropes. I tell you, she was a big girl. She stood by herself, and the cops told her, break it up. If she wore a watch on each hand, she'd be in two different time zones. I'm telling you, she was a big girl.
You're going to want to watch me have it do a Rodney Danger movie tonight on Prime Video or something. Back to school. That's so amazing. We have about 15 minutes left. And anything else you want to talk about? Anything? What was your favorite memory in radio so far? Your favorite memory that you said, wow, I'll never forget that.
Well, you know what? There's been so many great things. And I think really... just connecting with people. I think what mm-hmm. you do, I love the live callers when they call in because there's a connection there when you have that two-way contact with people that are really out there. I'm a talk show nut. I listen to talk show radio since I was a kid. I love that.
Who was your favorite talk show that you listened to?
Well, now there's a station called WFAN. It's all sports. But back then, news, Art Russ Jr. was a big person. Just people that talk about and express themselves, but able to connect with people that are out there. It's
right.
one thing to do things, but when you connect with people, that's the greatest thing. I see that you do that over mm-hmm. and over again. It's so very important because if you just do your thing, and my role model when I was younger mm-hmm. was Johnny Carson.
I was going to ask, okay.
Johnny Carson was great because he was the best interviewer of all time, right? You know, he could really finagle that. And Phil Donahue. Phil Donahue.
I remember Phil.
Because, you know, he had a radio show, but it was primetime NBC, you know, on Channel 4, and mm-hmm. it's the caller there. You get the callers involved. He'd been running around like a nut with the microphone wanting to know what those people in the audience had to say about whatever controversial topic he had on. So Johnny Carson and Phil Donahue are my role models that I kind of try to do everything in talk radio. You know,
see, and
point.
That's what's so good. We look at the role models that we've had. You know, back in the days, I used to have over, I think, 150 acts on Jenny Jones' TV show.
Okay.
And then Jenny flew me in, and it was a controversy about pageants.
Right.
And she said to me, if you speak positive, I will shut you up. If you speak negative, I will give you all the airtime. I said, nice to meet you, Miss Jones. I had a limo drive in, but that was an influence because she was taking all my acts at the time for talent. And Lisa Gibbons in college, I had to go and watch her. And I ended up seeing Lisa Gibbons at an infomercial not even a year ago. And I said, you were such an influence. But I would think mine would be Larry King,
mm-hmm.
because Larry King, I met him, and he said to me, it's not about what you do, it's what the guest, and
right.
make them feel like stars.
Right.
And that was amazing. And I would say, okay, one more thing. Who was it? Back in the days, she liked Burt Reynolds, Dinah Shore.
Oh, Dinah Shore, of course.
That was my favorite.
Yeah,
favorite of all times.
Yeah, no, I mean, those are great icons. I mean, you talk about Larry King, who just passed away.
I know.
You know, they left legacies. All four people that we just brought up set the tone for radio hosts all around the world, basically.
They did. And all these people with podcasting out there now,
right.
and they're coming up with ideas. And, you know, Real Radio gets us into so many events, which
right.
is phenomenal. We were just at the Strawberry Festival. I don't know if you've had a chance. You've got media.
Yes.
It's open till Saturday.
Okay.
And all you have to do is go sign in under media, mm-hmm. and they will give you a media parking pass, and go enjoy yourself for the day and get some strawberry shortcake. And
my wife, Wanda, loves strawberries, so we're definitely going
to
be there.
Yes, and so you just sign in, go to the media little house, and uh-huh. just, you know, they know you're on radio, so okay. you sign in, and you're all set to go.
All right, I'll just say I know you, and I'm good, right?
No, you have, you're having your own show.
Okay, yeah,
you
got, show, okay.
You sign
in
under
the
chapter,
now.
Yeah,
got
there
it,
you go.
Got it.
Yeah, that's what I do with my reporters.
Forget about it.
Forget about it. Well, we have about 5 minutes left. I'm going to go around the table. Any other things that you'd like to say? We can end with one of your songs in a minute.
We're just thrilled to be part of the Chapters Rap Network because Steve is always giving back. He's always giving back, and he's giving us the opportunity. Mm-hmm. We just had a girlfriend of ours listening to our show the other night. She called me, and she says, I have to tell you, I fell asleep with Curtis's words in my head saying, say yes to every opportunity. She was just offered a job. She's 70 years old. She goes, oh, how could I do that? I'm 70, and she took the job.
Well, we have a screenwriter we're working with. She is 91 years old, and her name is Barbara Harrington. But I'll tell you, she, you know, don't give up on your dream. That's more of, I think, the topic of this show tonight is your dream. And I have people that I know that are in show business. We've had so many discoveries off this show. We have SAG agents under this show to get you signed. So that's kind of what Hollywood Connections does, to open the door of opportunity for talent.
It's never too late.
It's never too late. Do your dream. You know, Pauly Shore's sister back in the days opened the doors for me, but I went to an acting school, and they said, if you don't do what you love doing, you're going to miss out and say, I wish I would have, could have.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
So anyways, that's just the thought of the day. And Steve, any other last words? We got about 3 minutes.
I just am thankful to be here today with you, Dawn. After all these years,
I
said, I got to get to see Dawn's show live, and here
and
I am.
And he's here.
Keep up the great work, and thank you for having us here. And thank you for opening up the door for my network to come here tomorrow night for an hour and a half. Yeah, your crew here is great, so with so thankful.
You're
great work
have,
that they do.
I think Ed, our station manager, will be doing the show.
Okay,
from
cool.
8 to 9:30, he'll be here, and we've got the Skype line and the phone lines, and so we're all set.
So New York is going to be in the house tomorrow
New
night,
York
buddy.
New York is going to be in the house.
Yes.
And for us.
Yes. So what is that? We have like one more minute. We can end with a song real quick.
Sure, we can start the song, sure.
Okay, absolutely. Let's end with this. Remember, give God all the glory and honor, and watch things happen. We have some singers on next week from TikTok that I have discovered, and wow, are they good, Steve.
Oh, wow.
We got to get them on your show.
I definitely do. I'll be
good.
Singing too one day. One
I
day.
Can't wait.
Not today, but one day.
You'll see my karaoke
okay.
video. My girl, be right back and take it away. Good night, everybody.
I was cruising along my favorite road, the parkway by the sea, enjoying every second when a thought occurred to me. What on earth could be better than this? Two wheels on a sunny day. And I wondered, are there bikes in heaven? Is there an angel highway? Are there bikes in heaven? Someone asked a while ago. Because he said, if there ain't, I'm not sure I wanna go. Heaven has the perfect roads. They are paved as smooth as glass. Never crack a rim on potholes, never have to stop for gas. Are there bikes in heaven? Someone asked a while ago. Because he said, if there ain't, I'm not sure I wanna go. Today is Saturday and the weather's always fine. No waiting for the snow to melt. Leave your heated gloves behind. Yes, there are bikes in heaven, any style that you want to ride. And like on earth, you'll always have lots of angels.
And thank you
for
listening to 106.1 FM The Heat. Watch the show on Tan Talk Radio Network on YouTube channel as well. And we'll see you next week. And thank you, everybody, for being here on the Chapters Rap Show. We'll see you at the Maple Country Lanes on Friday at 7 p.m. Please join us. Good night, everybody. Stay tuned for Carrie Kay special, Beauty Queen special.
Lots of friends to ride with you and lots of biker food. Your carburetor will get lots of air even at that.
Okay. Wasn't sure.
Everybody, how are you guys doing tonight? This is Carrie Kay with Living a Healthy Lifestyle Show, and I want to welcome a few guests to the show tonight. I'm so inspired by, we call her Tita, that's her her name, her nickname, and I'm so inspired by her and everything that she's done. She wrote a book on, you know, the abuse that happens to children and how parents can deal with that kind of stuff. So I'm going to put her on, and she can tell you all about this wonderful book that she wrote, and we're going to play some music tonight. Isn't that correct?
Yes. I also have an animal totem CD that I'd written. I write a lot about children, nature, animals, God for children.
That's amazing. Can I see the CD over here?
Sure.
And where can they buy the CD?
They'd have to order it from me. Yes. I can give you my email,
yes.
dbakas46@gmail.com. That's dbakas46@gmail.com. Back in 2002, I wrote this book, Black Eyed Susan. I was living in Greensboro, North Carolina, and it was reviewed by the city, family services, police department, ministers. It was a whole community effort. And it's actually a child abuse prevention book. There's a song with it, Peace for My Family. And it was presented with grants in schools, after schools, WISE, Boys and Girls Clubs, and just getting the word out. Some of the main points of the book is if children are having problems, who do they tell? Who's a trusted adult? Actually, when I present the book, the children give me the answers. I just ask them the questions. Well, who can you trust? And they say Aunt Clara, Grandma, the priest, or they name all these people. And I tell them, well, if this person doesn't listen to you, what do you do next? And they tell the next person and the next person and the next person, because not always is somebody going to hear or understand or believe. So it's just a story of a child that experienced it. The family went to the shelter, and then it's a reconciliation of the family where they get back together and have therapy and get along again.
Wow. What an awesome inspiration you are to helping a lot of people out there understand abuse.
Yes.
Especially children.
Yes, that story was given to me in 45 minutes one morning up in Myrtle Beach. It was just pure gift.
Wow.
And so the book is affordable through your email as well?
Yes.
And how much are both?
The book is $7.95, and a tape comes with it, Peace for My Family. And my CD, Animal Totem Songs, is $10. And both through me. I was not working for a few years, so I
think I was. And you published this yourself?
It was self-published, yes.
Wow.
Through the grants. I worked through nonprofit with Family Services of the Piedmont. And I did a lot of work with preschools there with high-risk children in the inner city. I wrote an emotional, affirming storytelling program, music and storytelling. My background is I'm an integrative physical therapist.
Very cool.
And I noticed that I worked with a lot of chronic pain patients and, excuse me, and the people that just kept coming back and back, they had the child abuse issues. So my business was health promotion, so it was about prevention, and I realized this is where we need to go, back to preschool, and really get the strong emotional affirmation and development of the child.
So has anybody looked at your book at all that maybe wanted to do a movie? I know Marcus did.
Well, they haven't told me if they have.
Yeah, we were sitting there that night, and he was looking at your or listening to what you were saying, and he's a film and a movie producer.
Oh, that's neat. Yeah, that's cool.
Yeah,
that'd be fun. It's a lot of information to get out, and I think this week it's the Women's Something International Day. I don't remember the exact title, but...
And don't you have a song that you want to play?
Yes.
Okay, so why don't we go ahead and play one of your songs since we have...
Okay. This first one is a Dragonfly song off the Animal Totem CD.
And this is your song?
Yes.
Would you like to dance?
I'd love to dance, Zizzle Doe.
I like this beat.
If you were a dragonfly, you'd find yourself a girl and do a dance up in the air. Zip and zoom and twirl. Zip and zoom and dip and twist just to catch her eye.
She would like you, magical helicopter guy.
Dizzle-dee, dizzle-doe, up you'd go. Dizzle-low, dizzle-high in a beautiful sky. Dizzle here, dazzle there, dancing stop in midair.
Well, that was kind of cool. So tell us just a little bit about that real quick. We have just a few minutes left.
About the CD?
Yes.
I meditated on animals and tried to get their spiritual meaning and purpose and wrote the songs from that. It doesn't seem like much, but that was a five-year project.
You need to hook her up with Sue with the horses.
I will definitely hook you up with Sue. Thank you for mentioning
that,
Dawn.
Wouldn't that be great?
Oh, good.
Dawn and I just went to Sue's house, and we had so much fun.
She ate the veggie burger, of course. You know, Miss Perfect and Miss Skinny Minnie over there. And, of course, me and Sue looked at each other and went, well, no, we want the cheeseburger.
Yeah. I did have vegetables.
It's very good.
Living a healthy lifestyle is you have to live the part, and I'm teaching people to live that healthy lifestyle.
It was a very good salad.
Yeah,
you have to model
really
it.
Great. So, all right. Well, thank you for being on the show tonight and telling us what you're doing. And we'll just check back with you in maybe a couple of months or so. And, Okay. Of course, if you want to do anything with it, you're definitely able to come back on the show again and talk
Karen,
to
we'll put a
people.
Page together with all the books and people that are selling
yeah,
things.
Yeah, Dawn does
we'll
really
work on
cool
that.
Stuff. So, hey, Jennifer, how's it going?
Hey, how are you? How are you doing?
Yay.
You can switch mics over there.
So, Jennifer and I, we met because she was supposed to be my roommate.
Yes.
And it's so awesome that God brought us together. And Jennifer, What is it that you do? Because we need yoga, all right? We need the hot yoga on the beach and whatever it is that you got going on in the skincare
right.
that you are making from going to school. Just tell us all about
yeah.
it.
Well, I've been making my own skincare since I was around 19 years old. I got into modeling, and they're like, you need to take care of your skin. So I kind of started to kind of obsess over like what product's going to be the best on my skin, and I started reading the ingredients, and I was like, wow, this is a lot of like unhealthy things in this skincare. And it seems to be like water emulsifier and then like a mica in it that makes it shimmery. And so I was like, I feel like it's marketing that I'm paying for. So I started to just look into the ingredients and buy them on my own. And I just had so much fun making everything. So, I mean, I've gotten into all sorts of oils.
That's why you have beautiful skin.
And so, I mean, it kind of took me a while to get on the path where I wanted to be a medical esthetician. It's a little bit more aggressive treatments, but it also deals holistically. So I studied traditional Chinese medicine, holistic medicine, Reiki. I've always been interested in these kinds of modalities, especially being exposed to them, you know, in Japan.
And Jennifer and I are going to open up our own place.
Yes.
We even visualize walking around in black coats with lime green.
Yeah, I love Carrie. She's just amazing.
I see it. I see it happening.
We clicked like this right away.
Yeah, she helped me today with the situation where you need to stay calm when you don't have your phone.
Neutrality. We practice neutrality.
I was a flight attendant. I get that.
So real quick, I just want to talk to Jennifer. We have just a few minutes left. So Jennifer, tell us a little bit about stem cell regeneration activation patches that you've been using and what they've helped you with.
Okay.
And circulation therapy.
Yeah.
What happened to you the other day?
Oh, well, because of this, the skincare I'm studying, everyone's very adamant about sunscreen, but I've always used like raspberry seed oil and Ooh. Coconut oil and made my own kind of concoctions. But I felt a little bit pressed. We were going to go to the raspberry seed festival, be out all day. And I was like, God forbid I get sun on my face. So I use a spray that has full of chemicals and toxins on my body. And it broke out in hives.
In the church.
Like, at church. No. And, yes. I was driving to Carrie's house and I was like, oh my God, my eyes. And so I tried to rinse out my eyes with water. Or not with water, but even with the saline solution. And I was still like, oh my God, they're burning. Like, I almost feel like going to the emergency
room. So I told her about red light therapy.
Yeah, so she had her amazing red light therapy machine there. She's like, lay down, just trust me and put them over your eyes. I couldn't believe it. 6 minutes later, I was like, this feels good, but let's go another 6 minutes. My eyes were completely healed. I kid you not. Like, it was crazy. But the stem cell patches that I've started to use, also from Carrie, which are amazing, they use the same kind of technology, only more affordable, anyways, using your own body's infrared light. And it kind of fractures the light back into your system, and it helps you sleep better. I mean, I've slept better than I've ever have in my... I have, like, issues sleeping. My mind's going.
It builds your energetic. HGK levels.
It builds your copper,
peptides
in your body, which is... It builds collagen from the inside out, and collagen keeps you, like, young, heals things fast. It's just pretty much amazing. So I'm looking forward to trying all the different types.
And we're building a team.
We are building a team.
So if anybody's interested, you can get in touch with me at 515-822-4877. You can look me up on social media, Carrie K. Davis, CarrieKayDavis. And, of course, you can also look me up on Instagram and stuff. So thank you guys for being on the show tonight and talking about these things that for living a healthy lifestyle.
We'll put it on social media and let them know as well. And also, Carrie, your listeners can go to Tantalk Radio Network on YouTube and see the show.
Tantalk Radio Network,
on YouTube. Right. Now, Carrie, I have a quick question. My friend went over to a Himalaya salt place. Have you been there?
I have walked through a salt area. Place. It's
Where
amazing.
Was it?
Rock salt. We had one in Riverview.
There's one in Palm Harbor I got to try out.
It's a negative ion. So yeah. It's basically just helping your body be in a positive
I know.
State.
Yes, we will.
For healing
so
and regeneration.
See you next week on right. Living a Healthy Lifestyle.
Bye, everybody.
Bye.
Tune in to Carrie K. Beauty Queen Special Hollywood
Bye.
Connections.
WTAN Clearwater
FM 106.1
WDCF Dade City
FM 102.3
WZHR Zephyr Hills
FM 104.3
Listen.